available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I believe this morning God's given a word that can, if you'll receive it and wrap your mind around it and hide it in your heart, this is life transforming right here. There's a word here in this message. Hopefully we'll touch it all today that'll transform your life. Now, last time we were together, title of the message was "Not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." Today, in this part of the Mega Grace series, I want to speak to you concerning the grace to change. Amen. Look at someone, tell me you have a grace to change. In the prophetic word for the new year, there's a portion where I'll talk to you about how you've had a grace, but that grace is now an old grace. It's for what was, but there's a new grace. Come on, you know, the word says we go from glory to glory. There's something new that's going to break out. Amen. In and upon your life. Go with me, if you will, to the book of Romans. Before we read the verses of scripture, I want to make some statements. Romans chapter 6, the epistle to the Romans. Chapter 6. Let's lay some foundation here. Let's go back to when you were first saved. Now all of us that are saved, when you were first saved, you experienced immediate changes in your life. Uh-oh, that's the Abeds got scarce already. Wait. Come on. When you were truly saved, when you were first saved, there were, you know, you may not have been totally renovated, but you experienced some immediate changes. Would somebody agree with me on that? Okay, I can't speak for y'all. I have to speak for me. When I was saved, things changed. Amen. I might have looked the same on the outside, but things changed. Something happened inside of me that changed everything. It was just the beginning, but it changed. So let's establish that fact. When people are first saved, they experience immediate changes in their life. Now, the problem with some is that during this time, sin can get a foothold in their life. Take, for example, someone that receives Jesus, but even after receiving Jesus, the impact on their life, they didn't allow it to cause them to stop smoking. I'm just using smoking. It could be a number of different things. But see, if at that time sin takes hold of their life, look at this now. They very seldom ever get fully delivered from it. Follow me closely. This is renovating. This will demolish some things in your thinking and set you free, really, to get on the accelerated track of growth. All right, let me say that again. When people are first saved, they experience immediate changes in their life. Maybe everything doesn't change right away, but when a person is saved, they know there's a difference. Something has happened. I remember going to the first service after I got saved at home, and you know, a lot of things changed, but a lot of things hadn't changed right away. When I got into church, and I remember that one service that the pastor was preaching, it was on a Tuesday night. And I tell you, in the midst of all that congregation, I got bold and I started jumping just as high as I could. I mean, jumping just as high as I could do. It was uncharacteristic. You know what I mean, just jumping, leaping high as I could. And I tell you, it's like God poured water on me. You know, the spiritual sense was so clean. and so pure. It's like, you know how the song says, how'd you feel when you came out the wilderness? You know, my hands look new. Yeah, I don't know. To me, at that time, my hands look new. It's same body, but everything looked new because something happened in the spirit realm immediately. I was the same age. I was wearing the same clothes. I looked the same, but something happened to me immediately. And anybody that's saved will tell you the same thing. Something happened that they really cannot explain. Now, if I would have allowed sins of the past to creep back in at that time, I would probably still be struggling with certain things. Do you understand? Again, I can't speak for many, but I thank God for a fire and brimstone preacher. Because, see, if you looked at somebody wrong, you was going to hell. You missed the service, you was going to hell. You didn't pay your tithe, you was going to hell. And I didn't want to go to hell. It was a safeguard for me. Now, you might not have needed all that, but I needed that at that time in my life. And I thank God for it because it laid a foundation where nothing was hanging on to me. Not that I was aware of. Amen. So now, once a sin, I'm talking about somebody that's born again, if they don't allow the power of God, the grace of God to rid them of that, that sin, if it's allowed to stay, will become a habit, usually for life. Now, it gets better. Tell somebody it gets better. I ain't gonna leave y'all hanging. Tell somebody, this is why I have to guard my heart. Above all else, I must guard my heart. Okay? Now, if our heart becomes corrupted with sin, it will seem impossible to conquer that. If sin becomes a part or finds place in our heart, we'll make excuses, you know, we'll cover it, but we'll never conquer it. It becomes almost impossible to conquer. Now, let's take a look at how does this corruption take place? How does this happen? Come on, we'll walk you through this all the way to your deliverance. Okay? Usually, this sin creeps in because of either unbelief or ignorance. And again, that's why I go back, and even though I know the preacher that one of the first preachers that I was under wasn't perfect, by all means, the church wasn't perfect. He had his flaws in that, but he taught in a way that put the fear of God in you. Hello? See, some of us were brought up in denominations or demonations where, you know, change was not necessary. Just bring your offering. Just put your name on the roll. Just don't let the cigarettes fall out in church. You know, make sure the liquor ain't on your breath while you saying the prayer. Kind of, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm not knocking anyone, but you know, if you were brought up in something like that, then very well you could be in something and be in it ignorantly. Unable to get the victory because of ignorance. Accepting things, but yet your spirit inside is always yearning for a true freedom. But yet my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And guess what? God's going to hold preachers accountable. At the last day, preachers going to have to give an account for stuff they didn't say, stuff they withheld, amen, error that they led people into, amen. So sometimes it's due to ignorance or due to unbelief. Amen? About, now, let me just say it this way. It's due to ignorance or unbelief. I want to bring this word in concerning the grace of God. Ignorance or unbelief concerning the grace of God. Now one thing I can say that God gave me to discern at a young age in the church I was brought up in was that there was a struggle with works and the law. And somehow God just guarded my mind. to where I never felt a fit. I loved the people. I was loved by the people. Got along, worked there, labored, you know, was committed, submitted. But in my mind, it's like God was reserving something. Because how many know it's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone? That doesn't justify us on the other side to just do our thing. But we cannot be bound by a works mentality, because that's not going to save you either. Both of them are from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All right, so receiving and continuing in grace is the only biblical answer we have to having victory over sin. Let me say it again. Receiving and continuing in grace is the only biblical answer we have of victory over sin. Yeah, I want people to be very careful about even these 40 days of prayer. It's been wonderful up till now. I tell you, I think anybody that's been pressing their way out knows that some very strong changes, shifts have taken place in the spirit and in our hearts. But we don't want to make it a works thing. God is still, let me just say it this way and bring it into perspective. Prayer is not God. Amen. Even though we should pray without ceasing. Amen. You know, people tend to, like Peter, when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration, he saw things and he said, Lord, let us build 3 tabernacles here. No, it's a part. It's a component. It's very important to us. But God is God all by himself. Okay, we want to establish that. This is so liberating to our spirit. We want to establish that in our spirit. Now, go with me to Romans chapter 6, and let's look at verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Say that with me. Say it emphatically. Sin has no dominion over me. That second part of that verse says, for you are not under the law, but under grace. How is it that sin can have no dominion over you? Because you are under grace.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of Mega Grace, the grace to change. Initially, when we are saved, something changes. We experience immediate change in our lives. However, if sin takes hold in our lives, we will continue to struggle in certain areas. Receiving and continuing in grace is the only biblical answer of victory over sin. Romans 6 and 14 states, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Do not allow sin to creep into your life due to unbelief or ignorance concerning the grace of God. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.